Molly Storytime. Beneath your feet, below the ground, there's a town where moles are found. A magical place where the fun never ends. For our hero Molly and all his friends. Now, let's see what's going on beneath the molehill. Molly's Wild Ride. Molly stood in amazement. He was back in Mishmosh's workshop, a place full of marvellous contraptions and peculiar gadgets. Before him, a shining metal ball floated effortlessly in the air.
"Now that's what I call magic,"
Molly blurted out. Mishmosh shook his head.
"Not magic, Molly. Magnetism. Fascinating and quite fun too."
Molly looked up and saw that a giant magnet was lifting the ball into the air. Mishmosh pulled levers and pressed buttons, and lights flashed on and off as the metal ball hovered and spun. The ball was not alone for long. Manny, the magical book that can fly wherever he wants, danced around it, just as if they were the best of friends.
"Magic meets science," said Mishmosh.
And Molly had to agree that it was sometimes hard to tell the difference between them, because magic and science can both achieve beautiful things, as well as the occasional disaster.
"Oh my wiggly worms, this is amazing! But what are you going to use it for, Mishmosh?"
asked Molly.
"The attraction I designed for the Moletown Carnival actually uses a magnetic drive based on this same science," he explained.
"Speaking of the carnival, let's go! I could use a good adventure!"
The carnival in Moletown was in full swing when Molly arrived. Moles were enjoying rides and attractions of all shapes and sizes. Laughter and chatter filled the air. Mishmosh led Molly to the invention he had been talking about. It was a grand Ferris wheel that revolved slowly and gently above the crowd. Some of Molly's best friends and relatives were already there, admiring the wheel.
"Uncle Mishmosh, it's awesome!"
Dotty exclaimed, staring up at the shiny structure. Dotty was Mishmosh's niece, always eager to try out her uncle's latest inventions. Molly's adventurous spirit took over.
"All right! Who's coming with me?"
he asked, glancing around. The rest of the moles, including Old Coot, Miss Petunia and Molly's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Molly, climbed aboard the Ferris wheel. They were looking forward to a relaxing view of the carnival from above. Dotty climbed onto the seat with Mishmosh, who held the remote controls in his paws. Molly sat down and turned to Manny.
"Looks like it's just you and me."
With a flick of a switch, Mishmosh started the Ferris wheel and it began its slow, steady climb. The moles leaned back, enjoying the gentle ride and the breeze. The Ferris wheel was already rising ever so gently with Molly and his friends and relatives on board. The views were great, but Molly wanted even more excitement.
"Can't we go any faster, Mishmosh?"
he called out.
"Just a bit,"
replied Mishmosh, adjusting the controls. And the wheel started to go faster. Just a bit. Molly leaned over to Manny.
"This is hardly thrilling. Let's spice things up a bit, shall we?"
he whispered to his magical book friend. With a flutter of his pages and a sprinkling of stardust, Manny worked his magic. The Ferris wheel started spinning faster and faster. Then the giant wheel lifted from the ground and began to spin up and away.
"Now this is more like it!"
Molly cheered, feeling the wind in his face. The other moles, however, weren't as thrilled. Dotty clung to her seat, eyes wide with shock.
"Molly, did you put Manny up to this?"
Molly grinned from ear to ear.
"Oh, Oh, yeah! Isn't it great?
But not everyone agreed. Mrs. Molly's head felt dizzy.
Oh, excuse me, but Mr. Molly is feeling a bit queasy. When will this be over?
Best ride ever!
Old Coot shouted with glee, his hat nearly flying off.
Hurry up, Manny! Slow it down!
Dotty called out. But Manny, caught in the excitement, accidentally bumped into Old Coot, and he spun down from the sky. He found himself wide open, pages down, flat on the ground. The moles on the wheel were spinning and soaring high into the sky. In their panic, they all began to lean from side to side, trying to steer the wheel. It swayed and spun, bouncing off buildings and knocking into statues as it flew through Mole Town. Molly leapt off the Ferris wheel as it veered dangerously close to a town statue. He slid down a bunting banner, landing safely on the ground. He knew exactly where to go. He darted through the streets, heading for one of Dotty's awesome secret tunnels. When he found it, he slid down the winding passage, tumbling into Mish Mosh's laboratory. Up in the sky, the moles were in even more trouble than ever. The Ferris wheel had floated alarmingly close to the wretchless waterfall, and one by one, the moles were getting splashed by the rushing water. Out of nowhere, Manny swooped through the sky, trying to use his magic to guide the Ferris wheel away from the waterfall.
Oh, it's Manny!
Dotty shouted with great relief. That's so awesome! But just as Manny was about to save the day, he clumsily collided with Old Coot once again, tumbling back to the ground. So the wheel was still out of control. Everyone on board was getting really wet. But worse still, they were on course to crash into the jagged rocks behind the tumbling water. Just in time, Molly appeared overhead, flying Mish Mosh's contraption with the giant magnet in tow. Using the magnet, Molly carefully lifted the Ferris wheel and its soggy passengers, guiding them back to the safety of Mole Town.
Ha! Science wins again,
Mish Mosh declared triumphantly.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, everyone,
Molly called out.
And this time, I promise it'll be a smooth one.
Back in Mole Town, the moles finally set foot on solid ground. Wet, but safe.
You promised us a relaxing ride, but that was anything but,
Miss Petunia huffed, glaring at Mish Mosh. Molly held up his paws in apology.
Wait, it wasn't Mish Mosh's fault. I was the one who wanted an exciting ride. I thought everyone would enjoy it, but, oh my grubs, I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Mish Mosh nodded.
Life's busy enough as it is. I designed the ride to give everyone a chance to sit back and take in the scenery.
Molly smiled.
You're right, Mish Mosh. Sometimes it's nice just to relax.
Before anyone could get too comfortable, Old Coot popped up, his face lit with excitement.
What you talking about? That was fantastic! Let's do it again! Yee-haw!
Which proves that you can please some of the moles some of the time, but you can't please all the moles all the time.